stars can be glimpsed in such unexpected places. Chunkosaurus was at rest on a pile of rotting river pylons and rusty chains along the Chicago River just below Division Street. Early last weekend when Joey Santori and Al Scorch captured their image on video. "Look at the size of that effing thing," Joey Santori announced, and he didn't say effing. "Oh my God, it's a massive turtle. Is that a snapper? He's a snapper." Al Scorch added, civic pride suffusing his voice, "It's a Chicago River snapper." The video they posted on YouTube, in which they dubbed the snapper Chunkosaurus, has reached hundreds of thousands of viewers, including me, who've shortened the turtle's name to Chunk. There's even merch, T-shirts and sweatshirts emblazoned with Chunk's sturdy frame. The turtle looks broad and strong, as if embodying the spirit of the concrete city that booms above their river perch. Snapping turtles can weigh up to 75 pounds. And Chunk's steady girth seems to be part of what has endeared them to so many. Think of Chunk as being in rhyme with Carl Sandburg's poem Chicago, stormy, husky, brawling turtle of the big shoulders. Put a Chicago Bears jersey on Chunk and they could be a middle linebacker. In times beset with much dispiriting news, there's something encouraging in Chunk's robust appearance on a bed of rusted chains. The Chicago River was an industrial dumping ground for decades. It caught on fire several times. Fires, you may recall, have an especially harrowing history in Chicago. But 70% of the water in the river now comes directly from wastewater treatment plants. Officials still don't recommend you take a river swim, but Margaret Frisbee, of Friends of the Chicago River, who organized groups to pick up litter and help look after wildlife, says the river is the cleanest today that it's been in 150 years. Joey Santori tweeted when he posted his video of Chunk, "Great to see this beast thriving here in what was once such a toxic river, but is slowly getting cleaned up and restored." If you ever despair about the possibility of progress, you might want to think of Chunk the snapper, flopped out and sunning on a berth of greenish old pylons as boats pull past and the city rises around them. A river once described as a wave of poo is now healthy enough to be a home.